This is the Brick Lane Mosque. Here's Nadia Valman.
This building has a long history, and in many ways it's the building that embodies the immigrant history of the East End. It started life as a Huguenot church in the late 17th century, when it was built to express the prosperity of the Huguenot community and a place where they could sustain their particular faith and their particular style of worship. And the building itself reflects their austere Calvinist faith. It's a very simple building, but very beautiful, classically symmetrical. On the south side of the building in Fournier Street, if you look up, you can see a sundial with the Latin inscription Umbra Sumus. That means we are shadows. And it expresses the way in which the Huguenots, the waves of refugees and immigrants who've come after them, have been like shadows moving through and beyond this neighbourhood. By the early 19th century, Huguenots were no longer worshipping in the church, and it became a Methodist chapel and then occupied by a range of different Christian conversionist groups who were trying to convert the very, very small Jewish community around them. Today, the building is the Jami Masjid, the Brick Lane Mosque. And although the building has stayed more or less the same over the centuries, one and very beautiful innovation is the new minaret on the corner of the street that you can see now. I think the building tells us a lot about how important a place of worship is to immigrant communities. It offers a social space. It offers a place of spiritual reflection and perhaps a refuge from the struggles of everyday life. It offers a place in which the language and the rituals of home can be sustained.
And home for many of the people who live and work in and around Brick Lane today was originally Bangladesh, a small country that gained independence from Pakistan in 1971 after years of violent struggle. Bangladeshis had started coming to Britain before the last war, and that trickle became a flood in the 1950s after the partition of India. Their lives were far from easy. Today, Brick Lane is known as Banglatown, and as you can see as you wander around, the East End Bangladeshi community is established, confident, and increasingly successful. But go back over three decades and things were very different. We're heading now to the end of Brick Lane and Altab Ali Park on the Whitechapel Road.